I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coming to you from a studio in Mauville City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Hello, and welcome to this month's version of Game Corner. I am joined by two co-hosts that weren't on like 2 months ago. I promise I'm learning. I have with me one of the newest co-hosts, kind of a forgettable guy. No one really knows who he is. I believe he goes by T-Hatch. T-Hatch, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. T-Hatch all the way. That was the name they made me go with in that X Nuzlocke. That was my nickname with my companions.
Oh.
Hashtag T-Hatch.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm accidentally on top of the ball.
I know.
And joining us, we have the person, I mean, you heard the laugh, but if you are like about 50% of the people who I've heard complain in voice, you don't know that man's voice off the top. So, Mr. P. McGee, say hello.
Hello, hello. I am not Mark today.
I think I was the only one who had that specific problem, but... So we've got two wonderful games today. We are going to be going over a little grid of Fuchsia City Feud, and then we're going to kick it over to Countdown for our second game in a competitive little event. I'm hopeful that we can do well, and I'm giving you guys Countdown because last month's was not in the traditional spirit of things. So, without any further ado, I'm going to kick it over to Mr. Rulesman, who will explain the rules for Fuchsia City Feud.
And now, Fuchsia City Feud. The players will be given a base stat and a Pokemon type. The players must guess the top 5 Pokemon of that type and stat combination. First place answers are worth 500 points, and 5th place answers are worth 100 points. If a player gives an answer that is not on the board, they earn 1 strike. After 3 strikes, they cannot score any more points, and their opponent may attempt 1 guess to score points remaining on the list. After the rounds are finished, the player with the most points wins.
And thank you, Mr. Rulesman. Today we've got 6 wonderful categories for our people. As standard, there's 1 per stat with a variety of types. We have Flying Attack, Dark Special Attack, Rock HP, Ghost Defense, Psychic Special Defense, and Normal Speed. Now, just for everyone at home, these only include Pokemon that are obtainable by a trainer in a title. So Eternatus is off. Any of the, I know there are stat values for like the Pokepark or Pokestar Studios ghost ships and things. Those are not answers. And if you know those stats off the top of your head, stop. All right. So Thatch, you are of course the owner of this company, and therefore I do believe you should get first pick.
Oh, I was going to say I should get last pick because I am, but I'll take first pick. I'm going to go with Flying Attack.
Okay.
Okay, how many is it again? It's like the top
five. It's the top five, and you have 3 strikes per board. And if you don't get them all, McGee gets to snipe for bonus points.
Snipe for bonus points. Oh, man. Okay. Okay. I got to think. Flying. Were any UBs flying other than Celesteela? I can't think off the top of my head. I don't think so. We're doing Megas too, right?
Yes, Megas are in this.
So I'd have to say Mega Rayquaza?
Mega Rayquaza is the number one for 500 points with a base 180.
Seems healthy.
It is healthy.
It's a reasonable number.
So can regular Rayquaza also be on this list if it is in the top five?
Mega Rayquaza is also on this list at number 3 with a base 150 or 300 points.
150 is pretty hefty. So 150 is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
180 is number 1.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a range.
Does Salamence make the list? It's like base 135, I think.
Salamence does not make the list. That is your first strike.
That's good to know. Other megas. I'd have to say, I think Mega Pinsir, that's a flying type, right?
Yes, and that's actually the number 2.
Oh,
so you have
1,
2, and 3 for a total of 1,200 points.
1, 2, and 3. Now it's getting hard.
Yep.
If Salamence doesn't make it, Mega Salamence makes it.
Yes, it does. That is tied for 4th for 250 points.
Okay. 140. Oh, you know what? Lando. It's Lando. Lando.
Yep, it is. It is Lando clearing the board with 1,600 points and 1 strike.
Oof.
Worst case, if you guys tie this, I will be counting strikes. Whoever has fewer.
We're not gonna get to that point. I'm feeling very confident after he just demolished the first board.
All right,
that one was an easy one. I thought though, like that's why I picked it.
Attacks and speed are the easier ones, and then you get to like special defense, and no matter what type you pick, people just go ah. Well, so, McGee, which board do you want to go to?
We'll try Ghost and Defense.
This is a fun one. Top 5 answers are on the board.
Mega Sableye.
Mega Sableye is not in the top 5.
I'm going to fall apart then. It's like a 120 or a 130. How is that not in the top 5? Oh, God.
Because it's not.
Well, this is a very poor decision on my part, then, to pick this category. We're going to say Dusk Noir.
At number 5, the base 135, we have Dusk Noir for 100 points.
Oh my gosh.
That was number what?
That was number 5.
What?
What is on this category? I mean, I know they have, like, no HP, but I thought, like, I thought Mega Sableye would have been on the list. Oh, man. Because I was like, I was going to say Sableye and then Duskmoor.
Y'all are going to be kicking yourselves when you realize it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm positive. I'm just... Giratina.
Giratina is your second strike. It only has a base 120.
Yikes.
It's all HP. Yikes. It's all HP.
Woo! Man, I'm bad at this. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I thought Mega Sableye was the bulkiest ghost mega, but did I overlook a mega? There's definitely another mega ghost, definitely not Mega Gengar.
The defensive wall, Mega Gengar.
I'm going to save Giratina Origin and I'm out of time.
No, that is lower, and that is 3 strikes for you. Thatch, you do have the chance to score some points. We're not doing full Family Feud rules. You'll just get one option. You'll get one opportunity to say a Pokemon. If it's on the list, you'll score those points, and we move on.
Okay, one Pokemon. Oh, you know what? Mickey, I'm very sorry.
That's fine.
You forgot it, and that's okay.
I forgot lots.
Dewblade. I'm just gonna go with Dewblade. Dewblade's like 150.
Dewblade is smart because they dropped Aegis Slash down to 140. So Dewblade is at the top there. It has 150.
Yeah.
So that
sounds right.
Like stupid high.
Yeah, the ones that you were missing were Cofagrigus and Runerigus, both tied at 145. Yeah,
those guys
for second place, and Aegislash at 140 for fourth place.
I got Cofagrigus and Mega Sableye wasn't on there.
I feel stupid for not thinking of Cofagrigus.
All right, well, Thatch, you have a commanding, we'll say, lead.
Yeah, oh, easily. Okay.
but it is your turn to select the board.
I want Rock HP because I want to struggle.
That's fine. This one's mean.
It's mean.
It's a little mean.
I want to struggle a little bit. I wonder. Okay, so I'm gonna go off on a limb and be like Mega Aggron. No, not Mega Aggron. Just regular Aggron.
Aggron is not on the list. That is a strike.
Womp womp. Womp womp womp. Let's see, big bulky guys. Rhyperior?
Rhyperior is number two for 400 points.
Okay. You know who has surprisingly good HP? It's Nihilego. Sigma's best friend.
Nihilego is number four for 200 points. With a base 109.
What was Rhyperior's?
115 at second place.
Yeah. So there's like one higher. I'm not sure which one it is yet. So we've got Rhyperior, we've got Nihilego. That's two and four, right? Those are the only two I've guessed.
Yes, you're still missing correctly. 1, 3, and five.
1, 3, and five. Okay. Rock types with HP is hard.
Yeah, I think like something like Diancie, that's a 50, so that's no good.
I'm wondering does Mega Tyranitar get no, they don't get HP buffs. So let's just say Tyranitar.
Tyranitar is not on the board. It only has a base 90. Your second strike.
Let's see. So I get one more.
Mm-hmm.
One more beefy rock type. You know what? Let's go. You said it was only 90. I know Rhydon's higher.
Rhydon is number five with base 105.
Rhydon is technically higher.
Rhydon is on the board. That was the one I thought no one would get, so here we are.
Rhydon's definitely higher than Tyranitar. It's just nobody plays with Rhydon.
This is true.
Unless you like really strapped in like a draft league.
It was a hot thing in VGC for a minute, but just a minute.
I'm still missing like number three though, right?
And you're missing one and three, yes.
One and three. Oh my gosh. I don't know. We're gonna. Yeah, I have no idea who. I have no idea. Let me think. Rock types. Bulky, big, bulky boys.
Chunky rocks.
Big chunky rocks. I'm just gonna go Alolan Golem and call it good.
Fair.
It's wrong.
That
it's
does
wrong.
Take you out.
It's definitely wrong. I just wanted to be done.
P. McGee, you do have a chance to steal points.
Yes, there is technically a chance.
Oh man, I just thought of one. Oh no, I'm sorry, Mickey. I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to think of it. The only one that comes to mind is Gigalith, but I don't think it's high enough.
Yeah, Gigalith is not, unfortunately. Thatch, what was the one that you thought of?
Auroras.
That is the number one with a base 123. Yeah. The number three slot is Colossal with a base 110.
Colossal. Oh. Yikes. That's who I missed. Hashtag bad.
All right.
I should have known that one.
I knew that one because of draft, but McGee, your choices are dark special attack, normal speed, and psychic special defense if you're a masochist.
We'll do dark special attack.
Alrighty.
Ash Greninja, I'll take some points for once.
Yeah, that is the second most with a base 153. For 400 points.
I feel like it's on here. Mega Houndoom.
Coming in just below that with a base 140 in third place, we have Mega Houndoom.
Whew. All right. What's a dark type that hits really hard on the special side? Let's see.
I miss Megas.
I do too. Where is this special attack? Who are you, Dark?
Okay. Well, at least you're not dissociating like last time.
This is true. I don't know if there's any more Megas I'm slipping up on. Probably, but I can't think of any. I don't think it's Greninja because it's only like a 103, so I'm not going to say him. We will say to move it along and be wrong about oh god, I forgot his name. Well, I'm not doing very successful here.
Well, describe the thing you've forgotten.
We'll say, and I know it's wrong, we're just trying to move along for a second here. Mega Tyranitar is definitely wrong, but I'll say it anyway.
That is definitely wrong, but you did say it anyway, and that's a strike.
Yes, so I'll take my strike and recenter myself for a second here.
Recenter.
Recenter. Refocus. Ooh, Hoopa. We'll say... No, wait, no, nope. Ah, shoot. I'm thinking Hoopa Unbound, and Hoopa Unbound is definitely incorrect.
You said Hoopa. There's one Dark Hoopa, which is Unbound, and it is the number one with a base 170.
Hoopa Unbound has a 170 special?
Yeah, it's 10 higher than its attack, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, 10 lower than its attack. Yeah. No, that thing's monstrous.
I just thought it only had an attack stat. I'll take my luck. I'll take my luck. So I got 1, 2, and 3. That's an accomplishment. Well, number 3 was Mega Houndoom. What was the base total on that again?
140.
So I'm in the 130 range probably at this point. I don't think it's Mega Sharpedo. He was 95 before he Mega Evolves. I don't think they get all the way to high enough of a range. Is there any... I'll say Yveltal. I don't think it's Yveltal, but I'll say it anyway.
Coming in at number 5, Yveltal.
Oh.
So you're just missing the 4th place slot.
What was the number for Yveltal?
131.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're between 131 and 140.
I think I know it.
Any Ultra Beasts I'm missing? Shoot. I think I'm slipping here. To move it along and get my second strike, we'll say Mega Sharpedo. I know that's wrong.
That is, in fact, wrong.
See? I knew it. I'm right about some things. Okay. So I got one more strike. It's not... I think I've eliminated all the Megas from play, except for Sableye, but I know it's not Sableye. That's only like an 80. So I know it's not him.
And it would really suck to guess Mega Sableye and be wrong twice in one game.
Exactly. I will settle for being wrong one time on this.
You know that special attacker, Mega Sableye.
Could you imagine if that thing had Magic Bounce, 130 special attack, and those defenses?
It's actually one of the few Pokemon that got worse in Gen 7 when they changed how Mega Speed Tiers worked.
Yeah. Because Prankster
didn't work then when he Mega the turn he Mega Evolved.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's stinky for Sableye.
Yeah, it was one of the few that got worse.
That's not surprising. All right, I don't think I'm going to be the one. I feel like Thatch is going to snipe this for me, but I genuinely have no idea what's left.
I think I will be, yes.
I feel it coming. I've run out of ideas. We will pass the torch by incorrectly stating Greninja.
Greninja is not the answer. Thatch, why don't you put him out of his misery?
I'm sorry that I have to make this nightmare end. But it's Darkrai.
Darkrai.
I think he's like base 135.
That yep, exactly right. On.
Yeah. I only know this because like back in Gen 4, hashtag, I was like super into Darkrai, and it was like one of my favorite Pokemon, and then like I was getting into competitive and I couldn't use him and it was sad.
It's great. We were all 14 once.
Yeah. 100%.
All right, Thatch, you get to pick which board you get. You have a lead. Pima Geek can technically win.
I think so. I'd have to strike out. That's true. I can just strike out because it's either psychic special defense or normal speed. I'm gonna go psychic special defense so McGee can have the easier one.
Okay. How magnanimous.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I want him to have a chance, you know.
Yeah.
psychic special defense.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna ask if Ray Nicholas is there.
It is not.
It is not? What?
It is not. That is a strike.
I think it's just the HP set that's busted.
I think it is. I think he must have like 100 or something.
I think it's like 110 or something like
that. Yeah, that sounds right. Psychic then. Oh, you know what? Mega Gardevoir.
You know what? Mega Gardevoir is the fourth place answer with a base 135.
Fourth place?
Yeah, for 200 points.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, then the other one's Deoxys.
Care to be more specific?
Defense form.
That is number one with 160.
What are we asking that question? What is
because
that?
Because technically, you just answered something with 50.
You know what? This is a Pokemon that shouldn't be psychic type, but is because reasons. And I just used it in the PFTT, and it's Lugia.
That is correct. Number two
154.
With a 154.
Yeah. 154. Yeah, it's pretty beefy.
I just used it today in a Uber's League. Fun mod. Oh. Just sits there and stalls.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't you times. Can't you it's hard to KO. It's like really, really hard to KO.
It gets like multi-scale too.
Yeah, yes. Multi-scale doesn't help. Multi-scale does not help.
I like your guys' score because Thatch is at 4,100 and McGee is at 1,400 right now.
It makes this life easy. Perfect. Other psychic types that are
you are missing
boys.
You are missing three and five.
Wait, just 3 and 5? Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Just 3 and 5. Latias?
Latias is not one of those answers.
Oh wow.
But it megas, I forget. Mega Latias?
Mega Latias is number three with a base 150.
It megas, so like it's gotta get beefy. Let's say Cresselia.
Cresselia is not correct for your third strike. McGee, you can snag it just if you want.
Is it Cosmoem?
It is Cosmoem, actually.
Yeah, 131. Go Cosmoem.
Yeah.
Is that higher than Lunala and Solgaleo?
Yeah, because I think Lunala is like 120. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew my numbers.
Interesting.
Good job, Cosmoem.
Let me double check that, because I don't actually... I'm pretty sure.
No,
I believe you.
Sounds accurate.
Like I don't think it goes... At the very least, it's tied, you know? Like,
yeah, no, Cosmoem makes sense. Like, I would 100% believe that.
It's not like yes. It matters anyway. It can only splash in Cosmic Power.
So, yes. Lunala has a base 137 HP and 107 Special Defense.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like breaking out of its shell. So like the defenses are lower. That makes sense.
Yeah, that totally works. All right, Thatch, you've got normal speed.
No, I don't. McGee does.
I've got normal speed.
I know, but I just don't have any faith. No, kidding.
No, it's fair. I wouldn't have faith in either going into
normal
this.
Normal speed, I think, is easier than the special defense psychic.
Ooh, Megalopony. I'll take a point. I collect points here, please.
Yes, that is the top answer for 500 points.
Yes! Mega Pidgeot. Get this train rolling.
That is fourth place for 200 points. Oh, you are now exactly half of Thatch's score.
Whew, I'm going to catch him. You better be
watching out. You got me. I have
the numbers
no idea.
On the stats?
The numbers, because you went very quickly, fitting for speed. Megalopony at 135 for the top, and Mega Pidgeot at 121 for fourth place.
Okay, so Arceus at 120 should at least tie for fifth.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So I've got second, third. I need to get above 121.
But below 135.
Ooh. Wow, thank goodness for Draft League sometimes. I think this is right. Please be 125. Oh, God, what's your name? The Meloetta, the Aria form. I thought that's 125. Am I wrong?
Meloetta Aria is a strike.
Oh, I thought you were 125. Darn you, Meloetta. Okay, so I know where the range is. I don't know who's in the range. It sounds about accurate. Did I miss any megas? Probably not. Probably, actually.
Normal Audino.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think it's a mega. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Let's see. Speedy.
There aren't a lot of fast normal types.
No,
surprisingly
like...
not. I was amazed at the lower values here.
Yeah, I mean, 120 gets you to fifth, and then you maxes out at like 135 or what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a huge range, but there's a few things occupying it. I just don't know them. Because I don't think it's... No, it's not. You're just 100. But I'll move it along and be incorrect in stating Slake. I know it's only 100.
Yes, that is only 100, and that is not on the board.
Yeah.
Two strikes.
Let's see. Standard Lopunny is going to be over. Dragon is definitely not it. That 37 stat is not there.
That's out of curiosity. Do you have any ideas?
I'm sure he does.
Maybe.
Just checking. Okay.
Maybe.
I would expect he has some answers.
There's one that comes to mind, Mickey, and I think you're not thinking of it, but you were very close.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I've danced around it a little bit.
You absolutely have. Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
You have definitely danced around it.
I get the wordplay going on, but I still don't know the answer. Give me a moment. I can't afford to go out not knowing what this is. Good God, what dances?
That's a very good unintentional joke.
Oh my God, what dances? This is gonna anger me if I don't figure it out.
You're gonna be very upset. You're gonna be very upset.
Oh my God, don't let me go down like this. Who are you? Oh my God.
Who?
I haven't heard that song in so long. Oh my God. Who are you?
Memento, starring P. McGee.
I'm on the struggle bus today, guys. This is not.
It's okay.
Not going
it's okay.
as I envisioned.
This isn't like your A game. I understand.
Wait a second. I had to look this up because I got really curious. Meloetta Aria form is a 128 speed stat. Give me some points, please.
Is it really?
Yes. I knew I was right about that. Then
something was terribly wrong. Give me a half second, because I think
that's the pirouette form, I think.
That's what I meant.
Aria is the name of the other one, so I just assumed... Well, you said dancing around it, and it nearly killed me.
That's what I meant this whole time. I knew.
Okay.
Psychic type is 92. I just don't know the names of the forms. That's classic me.
That is classic me.
But you were so specific, and it was the right one. There was no hesitation. Like, well,
isn't that everything? That's everything.
So yes, that does wrap it with 2,700, and yeah, still counting as a strike, the first one rather.
But that's
why you nearly killed Thatch and I when you said I've danced around it.
I was dancing around it. I just didn't remember the name, but I knew exactly what I should have clarified the normal fighting type because I knew what.
If I had, I would have taken it. Yes.
Yeah, I knew what I was talking about, except for regards to the type, what the name of the form is called. Clearly, I don't
there
know.
There we
that.
Go.
Yeah, so you got to
sweep one. There we go.
Yeah, 2,700 points was your total, which isn't terrible, all things considered. Thatch, however, got 4,400, which is...
Well, I can't beat the master. I can just give him an occasional run, although I did not succeed today.
I thought you were pretty close, though.
The ghost defense really killed you.
It broke me. I got tilted immediately when Mega Sableye got me a strike. I just lost all focus.
I completely forgot about Cofagrigus and Renivirgus.
Yeah, and he just takes getting one to get the second. So I botched that hard.
Alrighty. Well, P. Mickey does still have a chance to turn this around and force a tiebreaker in our next game, Countdown. I will kick it over to Mr. Rulesman, who will explain the game.
It's time for Countdown! Each player will be given a series of Pokémon. Clues will be given to the contestants in the form of moves, abilities, or other signifying information from least to most specific. Each time the contestant is given a hint, they may make a single guess before receiving their next clue. The more clues are given, the fewer points are awarded on the correct answer. As per usual, highest point total at the end of the game wins.
Alrighty, thank you, Mr. Rules Man. So, we have a slight change to Countdown. Instead of just Pokemon, we will be going over Pokemon or items. And I will not be clear, I won't say, hey, this is an item. When we go in, that might be one of the clues as we go down. We're going to start with the leader. The one in first... gets to go first. So, Thatch,
crush me.
Your number 10 hint, lottery.
Coin case. That's the wrong answer.
It is not a coin case. That would have been great, though. Your second hint, generation 2.
Lottery, generation 2, player ID. trainer ID, that's what I meant.
It is not trainer ID, but clever. Your eighth hint, helmeted.
Helmeted?
Helmeted.
What? Lottery, helmeted, generation 2. It's more than Pokemon, right? So it could be items.
Pokemon
as well.
Or items, yes. Those are the only two categories.
Well, it's not Rocky Helmet or anything. It's lottery. Yeah, Porygon.
Is not Porygon. For number 7, held item.
What? Who would have thought? It's not Rocky Helmet. Rocky Helmet wasn't Gen 2. Uh, man. McGee, you're going to catch up to me now.
Oh, I doubt it. I'm very confident.
Thinking about the lottery, because the only lottery I can think of is there's like the player ID lottery at the radio tower. And you must be able to, so what I'm thinking is like it's something you have to get from that, and I can't remember everything that you got from that. Let's say Rocky Helmet. That's the wrong answer, but I just want to move on.
It is not Rocky Helmet, but that's a good way to get to question six. EV, standing for effort value, not the normal type.
Oh, okay. So it's a helmet. Gen 2 effort value? Helmeted effort values. Lottery. So are you telling me you can get effort values from like the power bracer, which isn't in Gen 2 either? So I'm going to say Macho Brace for funsies. It's not there though, because modern day EVs didn't exist in Gen 2.
Yes, the Macho Brace is not correct. Number 5 is Research Aid.
Oh, wait, Research Aid. So something that the Research Aid gives you. Oh, Experience Share?
It is the Experience Share, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
It debuted in Gen 2 because the EXP All was the only way in. It was the only thing in Gen 1 because there's no held item.
What does it have to do with the lottery?
You can get extras in most games that have a lottery system and held item EXP shares. You can get them if you match 3 numbers. And helmeted is because it looks like a helmet, like a little burning helmet. The 1 point clue, the super obvious one, is the Oras Breaker. So, P. McGee, your first hint, Defense Curl.
Defense Curl. Squirtle.
No. Your second hint, Teleport.
Slowbro.
It is not Slowbro. Your next hint, Trophy Garden.
Oh, God. I know things that exist in there.
I'm really disappointed in you.
In me?
Yeah.
You expect better from me?
I knew that this one like immediately after the second one.
Oh, God.
Thatch, oh, feel God. Free to DM me with what you think it is.
Like, I'm pretty upset right now, Mickey. I'm really upset. I'm disappointed in you.
I'd be disappointed in me, too. Is it Jigglypuff? I don't think that's right.
It is not Jigglypuff, though that is in the Trophy Garden. Number 7, Normal.
Well, yeah, I knew that much. No, I didn't really. Okay. Normal. I knew you... I was hoping it was Psychic type. Okay. Normal type that can use Defense Curl. Oh, no, it couldn't be you.
Correct.
That can type 2. We'll say incorrectly that it's that's in the Trophy Garden. Maybe a Psychic type? Maybe?
Didn't he already say Normal type?
It could be
He's
normal
just psychic. Thinking it's Girafarig.
Yeah, but it's not. Because I don't think that's in the Trophy Garden. I don't know. Natu. I think that's in the garden too.
It is not Natu. Your fifth hint, Trade Evolution.
Okay. So we're... Oh, God. Is it Please. Porygon?
It's not Porygon. Your fourth hint is... your sixth hint, rather, is Eviolite.
Is it Porygon 2?
It is Porygon 2.
Oh, man.
You can catch Porygon in the Trophy Garden, one of the few places you can catch in the wild, and teleport and recover. I mean, it's Porygon 2.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's just ahead by a single point, but that can completely go away at any time. Mm-hmm. That's a very narrow window. So Thatch, your top level 10 hint is False Swipe.
Scizor.
It is not Scizor. Your 9 hint is X-Scissor.
Drapion.
Is not Drapion. Your 8th hint, Bisharp's Rival.
Bisharp's Rival. That feels like very specific. With X-Scissor
it's a dex entry, but the odds of anyone knowing that off the top are very low.
Excisor and I'm trying to think Bisharp. Who's Bisharp's rival? Durant.
It's not Heatmore. Durant. Hint number 7, dual chop.
Oh my gosh. Really? It's like, it's Haxorus?
It's not Haxorus. Your 6th hint is NFE.
Oh my gosh. What's in between Axew and Haxorus? Oh my gosh, I'm looking at his ugly face. Fracture.
It is Fracture, yes. I really enjoy the fact that apparently they are rivals with Bisharp.
I believe it.
That is very good. All right, McGee, it is now your turn. Your first hint is normal.
Again? Oh, God.
I did enjoy it. Is not Jigglypuff.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's still a normal type. number 9, flying.
Well, that narrows it down very much.
Good answer. Good answer.
Swablu.
It's not Swablu. Hint number 8. Foresight.
Ooh.
Hoot Hoot.
It's not Hoot Hoot.
Good answer. That's what I thought to you.
Your next hint, Gen 5.
Okay. Gen 5. Well, Tranquil.
It's not Tranquil. Your next hint is ground.
What?
Yep.
This makes no sense.
Normal flying ground.
Gen 5. And what's the other one? Wasn't there another
Foresight.
Word? Foresight.
Normal flying ground Foresight.
Gen 5. Don't forget the Gen 5.
The Gen 5, which... But why... Why are you... Feel like I'll say Unpheasant to move it along. I know that's wrong.
Okay, your 5th hint, item.
Gems.
It's not type gems.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, your 6th hint is dark.
Everything said so far is a gem related thing.
Yeah.
Everything could be a gem except for Foresight. What the heck?
Yeah,
that
Foresight, right? Yeah.
Normal, flying, Foresight, Gen 5, ground, item, dark. Those have been your hints.
I have no idea. This is brutal. I thought I was in the ballpark.
Yeah,
and I took a
I have no idea. This one's a hard one.
This one is hard. I randomly assigned who got what. So
I
I'm not.
Have gotten this one, Mickey. I'm sorry I won the last game.
Oh, it's good. I've yet to win one. I've been on, I think this is my 5th game quarter appearance. I don't think I've won yet, even on the tag teams. So this is par for the course. Moving it along, Padov.
It's not Padov.
It's an item. It's an item.
I don't know any items.
Okay, the next hint here is 1,000 arrows.
But that's what Zygarde does. Oh. And Zygarde's
flying.
In Gen 6.
The ground would make sense.
Say that these are a bit lateral thinking, but
I was in. Metronome.
It's not metronome. Your second to last hint, immunities.
Immunity.
Thinking like Iron Ball, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what that has to do with foresight, though.
That's true.
We'll say ring target. I don't think
ring target is correct.
Oh, hey,
what's ring target have to do with foresight?
It does what foresight does, right?
Yeah, foresight allows you to hit through type immunities, the same as Thousand Arrows is a ground type move that hits flying types, and all of those types were types with immunities.
Okay, I follow.
Other than item, which just confirmed it was an item.
Cool.
I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing, Mickey. I don't know that I would have gotten ring target.
I'll consider
that a miracle.
All right, Thatch. Your first hint is smokescreen.
Cyndaquil.
That's not what I would have said. Well, then you would have gotten it wrong. Calm down.
you gotta come off the hip on the first one, you know?
Yeah. Poison point.
What was the first one? It was smoke screen. Everything is smoke screen. With poison point, tentacool.
It's not tentacool. Number 8, agility.
It could have been tentacool. Tentacruel.
It's not tentacruel. Bubble beam.
Are we sure it's not Tentacruel though? The answer is it's gonna be Seedra or Horsey, so Seedra. Yeah.
I thought that'd be harder. That one's Seedra.
Yeah, I knew that one after the second question. After you said poison point smoke screen. It's a small pool.
Like it, the poison point, I was like, oh yeah, okay. Then the bubble beam, like, okay, so poison point, it's not Tentacruel, it's gotta be Seedra.
They kind of stop giving away that ability, so you kind of get narrowed down in the first couple generations.
That's fair. Later hints included former final, rain dance and sniper, so you would have gotten it eventually. Now, McGee,
let me count and see if this is possible. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be Pikachu and AMZ.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Summing it up, if you get it on the first one, you tie.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. That's not even because I was good. It was because you were, like, you suck.
it's because of ring target. It's not even that. And it's not quite that bad. If you get it in one, you win. If you get it in one or two, you win. If you get it in three, you tie. Because I can't do math.
Okay. I still won't.
Razor Fang.
If it's not Razor Fang, it's Razor Claw. I'm pretty convinced.
So I will be specific, slightly, and instead of just saying normal, I will say normal type. As in, I'm not not the abstract concept. It's specifically.
No, I get what you're saying. All right. So using the powers that be, I'm going to guess that it is Swablu.
It is not Swablu. Your next hint is Giant Chasm.
Well, that's an area. There are Pokemon in that area. I do not know who any of them are beyond Kyurem.
There's a lot of ice types there.
There are a lot of ice types. Unfortunately, we don't have an ice normal yet for me to guess.
No, there isn't, and that would be a really poopy type to begin with.
It'd be a terrible type.
that'd be a terrible, terrible, terrible type. Oh my! Oh, okay. All right. There's like one normal type. That's there.
There is. There's exactly one normal type.
Really?
Well, two. Yeah.
Yikes!
But I also put this like, early because it's not the only. Because I knew not everyone would know that off the top, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, I don't know who it is, but it's Gen 5. Technically, it was accessible in black and white, so I guess we can say Tranquil.
It's not Tranquil. Your 8 hint is Limber.
Limber. Limber. Oh, God. The only Pokemon I know with that ability is Lopunny, but I don't think it's Lopunny. But I don't know. I'll stand on this for a second because it's my last chance.
This is your chance to tie it, yes.
Let's see. Limber ability. So that the Unpheasant Line doesn't have that as far as I recall. It's like Super Luck and something else.
Big Pecs.
Big Pecs, okay. So that's not them. I don't think it's Watchdog or Watchog. Trying to think of the other normal types from Gen 5. Why can't I remember that type? It's not a... Maybe. No.
Well, Giant Chasm is like after... It's like near the... After the game. So like there were other Pokemon, the Gen 5 Pokemon there too.
Oh, that's fair. We'll say Lopunny because I really don't know.
That is not correct.
Yeah, I figured.
So you have lost, but I still want to play out this
Yeah,
match.
Yeah. Let's see how many more I can get wrong. Bring it on.
Your next hint is rounded stats.
Oh my God. Ditto. Oh,
it's Ditto.
Oh man.
You're so close. You're so close.
The sad thing, P. McGee, the next hint was Trophy Garden.
Normal type getting punished with that Trophy Garden today. Let me tell you, Gen 5 punished me. I haven't played those games in like 5 years, and so everything was related to Gen 5. Brutal. Or Gen 4. I haven't played
either. To be fair, I think you would have won this one had you not had Ring Target.
I
stood a chance. I will say I stood a chance. Ring Target broke me. That was the closer.
Which is funny because you were the one who saved the protective pads round.
No, that's incorrect. Stag had the name for it.
You were part of the team.
part of the losing team. So on theme, tell us who the winner is.
The winner is Thatch. He won both games.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. One of these years.
McGee, we can team up together.
I'll make that happen at some point this year.
And because like I don't think I've lost one yet. And you haven't won one yet. So at least it'll be a first for somebody.
So
I'm somewhat sad that we didn't get to do the Pocket Monsters game where I give a random Pokemon in a foreign language. We were going to do, huh?
I know.
Not Sunkern.
I know Thunders and Blackie.
yes, but we were going to find out whose name in German was Somnivora.
Spell it. Can you spell it? Are we allowed
Somnivora. Somnivora. You can Google it if you're curious.
Somnivora. So wait, you said S-O-M-M?
S-O-M-N-I-V-O-R-A.
N-I-V-O-R-A. There's a V, right?
Yeah. Somnivora.
I'm trying to think because I know German.
It's actually one of the easier ones.
Easy. It sounds like something that would have to do with the sun.
I was in the ballpark with my thought. I was actually in the ballpark with my answer.
What was your answer? What is it?
I said Darkrai. I was like actually in the ballpark here.
Oh, what is it? I give up.
Musharna. Musharna.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Dream Eater. Somnivora. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Like Somnivore.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And with that...
McGee almost won with a game.
Yeah. And now it's time for me to shill. We have a main show. Listen to it. Thatch is on it.
What?
Yeah. If you somehow found this first, I'm sorry.
I've tripled my Puckle Plus annual appearances this year.
Yeah.
So far.
For all the plussies out there, the fans of just Puckle Plus.
Might like you guys better than me, which is completely fair. You guys have more fun on these shows, I think.
We also have our YouTube channel where Thatch keeps promising a Nuzlocke that I was on.
But McGee's doing a better job of keeping it alive.
And we do have draft recaps and some stuff. We're going into playoffs, and that's all sorts of fun. You can watch us on Twitch, too, at Thatch, what is it again? Because we messed ourselves up. Is the Puckle Podcast?
Twitch.tv, The Puckle Podcast, yeah. /The Puckle Podcast. You have to have the V there, because we didn't realize Justin TV was going to evolve into something that mattered.
Yeah. you can also follow us on social media. You shouldn't follow
on
us,
Twitter.
Because you shouldn't be on social media.
Twitter for
notifications
sure.
On Twitter.
Yeah,
so you know Twitter what's going for sure. On. Every time we go live, it gets there. Posted on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And other than that, you can like give us money through Patreon. You can give us money through Twitch. You can give us money through our private PayPals. Just DM for details.
It used to be on the website. It did.
Just given when this is going out, you should probably hear us praise and or complain about Pokemon Snap on the podcast. It'll be fun, true. I'm sure.
There should be
the complaining,
the
not the game.
Weeks.
That's up in the air.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of streams. Yeah, you're playing on Friday, right? When it comes out.
Oh, God. I think I am. Yes, maybe.
I told you you could.
I forgot. I've forgotten everything about streaming after that disaster from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but now you're set up forever.
Now I'm set up, and now I can stream Snap.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of praise. I promise you that. I won't complain about that game. I won't complain
I
about
don't
them remaking
believe
any game.
You. And I'm sure there's other things we can shill, but until I get the t-shirt shop up and running, I really don't have another thing. Hug your family. Life is fleeting. And with that, I think we'll see you next time. It's closing time here in the... Looks at Smudge writing on hand. I think we're in the Prism Star... No, Pokestar Studios.
Yeah,
it's been too long. I've been Linian.
I've been Thatch.
And I have been the continued loser, Team McGee.
And here in the Pokestar Studios... Recording studio. It is closing time.
It's closing time.